Thank you for calling Our Stuff Fiverr. My name is Rami. May I ask who I have the pleasure to speak with?
Oh, my name is Lisa Fisher.
Hi, good morning, Ms. Fisher. How are you today?
Okay.
Oh, great. Nice. Good to hear that. And how may I help you today?
I just moved, and the prior owner, so I have to have internet installed, and they told me that they used another company, but that your company is now in the area, so I was calling to see about getting new service installed.
Oh, yes, definitely. I can assist you with that. Do you have any questions about the packages?
Sure.
Or you already
tell me about
familiar?
It. No, I don't know anything about. I don't know anything about it. So.
Okay, perfect. So our Stuff Fiverr, the all the internet speed packages include the equipment. It includes a free whole home Wi-Fi with unlimited data. There is a 2-year price guarantee. But there is no contract, there is no early termination fees, and there is no extra fees added to the bill.
Okay.
The installation right now is free of charge. That is a value of itself of $100, but we're doing the installation free.
Okay.
Yes, we have a 1 gig package for internet. That is $79.99. But if you signed up for auto pay and paperless billing with your checking or savings account, that goes down $10. So it goes down to $69.99.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We also have a 2 gig. I don't know if you need more gigs. So we also have a 2 gig. Or if you need less than 1 gig, we have 500 megabits.
1 gig is fine.
1 gig? Okay, perfect.
Let's start with that. I don't know how, we don't watch. You know, it will only be for, if we're working remote 1 day a week or something like that, not a lot of internet. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We don't have kids that are online all day long or anything like that.
Okay. Yeah, so one gig to start, that sounds great.
Okay.
All right. And what is the address? So I can look up the address just to make sure that we are in service in the address.
Sure. It's 37 River Road.
River Road. Okay. And that, what town is
that? It's in Saugerties. I know you're in Saugerties. I just don't know if you're to this. I don't know if you're in the whole town or.
Mm-hmm. We are. I believe
in the paper
almost
about you burying the lines or something like that. So I'm like, oh, they're definitely here.
Yes, yes, we are in Saugerties, but not everywhere yet. But just most likely. Let me just double check your address. River.
I'm down by the river.
Okay, River Road. Let's see. River Road. Oh.
I couldn't find it on the internet, but then it was all over the papers that they had all their lines were in Saugerties and all this other stuff. So I thought, well, maybe.
Yeah, I don't see it. Is the zip code in Saugerties is 12477, correct?
Yes. Uh huh.
So
it's literally River Road is really in Malden. Malden is like a subsection of Saugerties. It's like a hamlet or whatever, but it's the same. The mailing address is, I don't know if it comes up, Malden, M-A-L-D-E-N.
Let me see. I think I found it. Yes, we will
right
be in service in that area. Mm-hmm. We will be in service in that area also. July 31st, but if you are interested today, we can still pre-order the service and then make the appointment for the 31st or anytime
that's
after
perfect.
That.
For the 31st,
okay.
The sooner the better because we don't have internet now, so the 31st
okay.
would be great.
Okay, all right, perfect. So this is for the home. Okay. And we're going with the 1 gig. All right. All the equipment is included, so that's good. Now, how long do you know how big is the house? Is it
3,600 square feet.
3,600 square feet. Okay.
Yeah.
So with a house that size, we recommend at least 2 or 3 extenders. Do you have extenders at? No, you don't. They said you don't have service at this time.
No, right now. Yeah, we just moved in over the weekend. There's nothing there. There's barely phone service.
Okay. So the standards will help you spread the internet speed throughout the house. Like your router is going to be most likely probably around the center of the home, and then the extenders will help you spread it all throughout the house, maybe the basement if you have a basement.
No, there's no basement and there's no attic. It's kind of like three floors. It's like one floor, then halfway a floor, and then halfway, then the second floor. It's kind of like it's set out in tiers, the house. It's kind of unusual layout. So, So I'll definitely need two extenders, like maybe on the top and the bottom, because the middle section of the house is off to the side, and it's kind of, well, I don't know, whatever you think. Mm-hmm. If we need three extenders, we need three extenders, whatever it is.
Okay, so the extenders are an additional fee to the bill is $7.99 per extender per month.
Okay.
That's okay.
So what do I need? Do I need two extenders?
So for a house that larger than 25 square feet, we recommend two or three. Your house is a little bit more than that. A lot more than that.
Let's start with two and see how it is.
Perfect. That sounds good. And then the tech will put it wherever he feels it will be needed. Or they will tell you to put it. Mm-hmm. All right. So we also provide phone services, like the landline. Is that something that you're interested in?
No.
No. Okay, perfect. All right.
I mean, no one calls the house phone. What do you guys even charge for a landline anymore?
Yeah, I know. So the landline is
$24.99.
Forget it. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Not everybody has a landline nowadays.
Yeah.
All right. So just want to confirm that the address of service is going to be 37 River Road in Saugerties, New York, 12477.
Yeah, 37. You got 37, right? Yeah, okay. Good.
37. Okay, perfect. And you're saying you own or rent this house?
Own.
Oh, okay, perfect. We just asked that because if it's rented, yeah. We need to contact the landlord just to let them know that we'll be working in their property. All right. And do you know if the utility comes to the house through air, like through the poles or on the ground? Or if you're not sure, that's okay.
I think the utility poles are underground down there. There's no wires over the house. It must be underground.
Underground, okay. So most likely that's how the fiber is going to have most likely coming into your house as well.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Is your billing address different from the service address?
No, the only thing is, I guess yes for now because they don't deliver mail there.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to get a P.O. box. So should I give you my current mailing address now?
Yes, it can be for the billing address, because this is where, although you're going to, most likely you're going to do paperless billing, but wherever the bill will get to.
Oh, yeah, just keep it this address.
This address? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And when I get it, I'll get a P.O. box between now and the time the July 31st comes. I'll just call you up and give you the P.O. box address.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay.
And you said first name is Lisa?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Last name is Fisher?
Yes.
F-I-S-H-E-R.
That's correct.
Perfect. And what is the email address for you?
Lisa, L-I-S-A, middle initial M like Marie. Fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R, the digit 1 at hotmail.com.
At hotmail.com. Okay, I have Lisa M. Fisher, 1 at hotmail.com.
Yep.
Okay, what is the best phone number to contact you?
518-265-7679.
518-265-7679.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and what is the best way to contact you? Is it through phone, email, or text?
Text message.
Text, okay, perfect. All right, so at Archstar Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like installment appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting into receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we will only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisement on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone calls instead. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right. So as part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimum deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but by doing so, it will automatically require a $50 deposit.
Okay.
Would you like to do the credit check?
I'll just do the $50 deposit, whatever you want. What's the easiest thing to do?
I mean, I know that it's up to you, really. I know some people, you know, we do require the Social Security number to do the soft credit check. And I know there's, you know, privacy. Some people have.
I'll just give you the deposit now over the phone. You just want a credit card for the deposit? Is that what you need?
Yeah, we can do that. Let me consult.
Okay.
Yes. Let me see. Can I remember this guy? All right. So I think, let me see. If you are going to do the auto pay and paperless billing, because
sure.
I believe that's how they're going to take the
yep.
the 50
yep.
deposit.
What do you need? My checking account routing number? Is that what you need? Just tell me what you need.
Okay. Yes. So let me just move on to that.
Okay.
One moment. Yes, the routing number, please.
Okay, is 022-300-173.
Thank you. And the account number?
772-487-088.
Okay, thank you. And the account is under your name, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. This is the checking account, and you do authorize the ACH direct debit payment monthly and the $50 deposit.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, we're almost done. We're almost there. All right. While our techs are in the property, anything that they need to be aware of, any buried wires, septic tanks that you know?
No.
Okay.
It has municipal water and sewer, so there's no septic, there's no well. It's whatever the municipals are. I'm sure they're aware of those.
Okay, perfect. So, and when they are in the property, if they need to lay a temporary wire to connect you from the street to your house. If they have to lay it temporarily, and they would come back and bury it within 10 days. Just wanted to let you know that is a possibility. Although they might do
it
the same day.
That they can't do it all. Yeah, I get it.
Okay, any questions, concerns
before
we continue?
Well, they probably have to go and hook everybody up. It makes sense. Why are they going to bring equipment down to bury it one house at a time? They're probably going to do everything and then come back, and I get that. That's fine.
Yes. Okay, great. Thank you so much for understanding. So we're almost done. Do you agree to bond by the terms of service, as they may change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirements to resolve most type of disputes or arbitration?
That's fine.
Okay, thank you so much.
I just the July 31st, though, is there a certain time or someone's going to call beforehand?
Let me see. So the next appointment available that's given me is on the 5th. It looks like we're booked. So the address is, it will be ready for service on the 31st, but we don't have any appointments until the 5th of August. Is that going to be okay?
So they're not coming on the 31st, they're coming on the 5th?
Yes.
I won't be home on the 5th.
The 6th is okay?
Now let's see what's a good thing. I won't be back in town until the 8th.
That's okay. We can do. We also do Saturdays if you're okay with if a Saturday is better.
A Saturday the 3rd? Oh no, you said they can't come till the 5th.
Mhm. That Saturday the 10th.
No, I'd rather sooner than later. I have people coming to the house for a family affair on the 10th. So, okay. Do you have anything on the? What do you have? You have August what again?
I have from the 5th on.
6th or 5th?
5th, 5.
Okay. How about can we do the 8th, August 8th?
August 8th, yes. Let me see what they. I have a 8 o'clock, 8 a.m.
Perfect.
1 p.m.
Perfect.
Okay. 8 a.m. All right, so your appointment is scheduled for August 8th at 8 a.m. If anything changes, give us a call and we'll work with you. So now that your installation is scheduled, you will be receiving two emails from our staff fiber. One will be a confirmation of your order. The other one will be an invitation for you to sign into your RStaff Fiverr account, where you'll be able to manage your account, pay your bill, receive, and accept terms of services. Please be sure to register for your customer account prior to your installation appointment. And this doesn't really pertain to you because you don't have services right now. But if you did have service, we recommend on your customers to wait until RStaff Fiverr is installed to cancel with the current provider.
Okay.
But we're all done for now. Do you have any questions? Anything else that I can assist you with today?
I just want to know, is there a potential to be on a cancellation list if somebody can come, or is there not going to be in town on July 31st period?
So I can, you know what? I can definitely look for that for you. Because
or the first or the second, just before I go away.
Yeah, I can do, because we can do 5 days from today. Let me see. No, not 5 days from today, because it will be the 31st. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So the 31st will be the 6th. So let me see on the 1st. Is there anything?
Please.
August 1st.
It's hard not having internet because I do a lot of work remote and the cell service stinks. So it's a little bit of a problem. But
yeah.
I'd rather wait to get your service. I don't want to sign up with Spectrum or any of those other people.
I do appreciate that. Yes, and we're happy to have you as in the family. It looks like, I don't know why it didn't give me these this time. August 1st, there's a 10 a.m.
Perfect. So I'll take it.
August 1st at 10 a.m. Okay, so
stop the world to have the internet put in. Okay.
Yeah. So let me just make sure that for your the information to transfer to the system, it takes a few minutes.
Let me just make sure.
And then if we're not on the phone, I can just grab it for you really quick. Let's see. Yeah, it hasn't transferred your information yet. Do you want me to, within 5 minutes, it should show up. And I can probably do that switch for you. And do you want me to give you a call and just confirm that we took the appointment?
Whatever you want me to hold, or you can call me back, whatever is good for you. I'm reading while I'm listening to you, so I'm fine.
Okay, I mean, if you can stay on the line, I have no issues.
Okay, good.
Yes. Let's just see. I'm just going to continue refreshing until it pops up. You said you lived in Saugerties before? This is you moving into Saugerties for the first time?
No, we're moving in for the first time.
Okay. That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm keeping silent, so I know you're reading, so.
Okay, that's fine. I'm good.
Thank you. I don't know why it's taking so. Oh, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. It's clearing my throat.
I don't know why it's taking so long. If you're okay, I can give you a call back as soon as I see your information show
Sure.
up, and then yeah, so I don't, so I won't keep you in any longer. But
Okay.
I definitely I will be checking it. Hopefully within the next 15 minutes, I'll give you a call
Okay.
back and confirm you.
All right. Super. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you so much for calling today, Arstaff Fiverr, and welcome to the Arstaff Fiverr family. You have a great day, and I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.